April 30th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, VMware and Salesforce.com unveil VMForce. I'm site editor Colin Steele. VMware and Salesforce.com have ended weeks of speculation by announcing VMForce, a Java-based platform-as-a-service offering. The development platform will run on Salesforce's Force.com infrastructure. Before this announcement, Force.com only used the proprietary Apex language, and VMware and Salesforce hope to attract more developers by opening it up to Java. Our guest in the studio this week to talk about VMForce is Carl Brooks, the technology writer for our sister site, SearchCloudComputing.com. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
Hi, how you doing, Colin?
Not bad. Been busy the last couple of days with this news. I'm sure you have been too.
Oh, it's very exciting.
I just talked about Salesforce's major contribution with the Force.com infrastructure. So can you tell us a little bit about how vSphere and SpringSource and some of the other VMware product line feature in the role of VMforce?
Sure. As you mentioned, the infrastructure this is running on all belongs to Salesforce. What this is basically a VMware environment that will run SpringSource TC servers, and Java developers who use those are going to be familiar with the platform. So what it, according to VMware, and I spoke to Jerry Chen about this before the announcement, it will look a lot like your in-house virtualized SpringSource development platform if you use that. According to Salesforce and VMware, there's about 6 million Java developers right now in the enterprise. About 2 million of those use SpringSource, so it's a pretty widely adopted platform. But it's essentially Apache Tomcat servers. SpringSource provides some management and some, you know, some makes everything nice and tidy for developer, makes it easy. And the demonstration given at the announcement was a Hello World application that was created in Spring and then literally dragged and dropped, you know, on a web portal into Force.com. So you will create your applications as you do, run them over into Force.com and use Salesforce's platform from there to, you know, for the operational side of things.
And I know a lot of people kind of have been scratching their heads a little bit at some of the acquisitions VMware has made over the past year or so with SpringSource and then Zimbra. And now it seems like this is kind of tying those, or at least the SpringSource part, bringing it together a little bit.
It really does. It's basically the only sensible use of SpringSource for VMware at this point to recoup on that investment they made by buying it. There's no real word on what will happen with Zimbra, although there was some speculation earlier that Zimbra might be part of this announcement. That doesn't appear to be the case. VMforce lacks what Salesforce has, and that's what makes this an interesting partnership. Salesforce has delivery. They have a hosting platform, and they have a very sophisticated and very polished user interface. VMware has virtualization technology, and now they have, you know, they have SpringSource, obviously, but they are they do not have a user interface that makes things easy. They've integrated in what is apparently a custom application, vCloud, which is their attempt to make their virtualization infrastructure easier to use, more automatic, more scalable, into Salesforce.com's architecture. So we can surmise that this is a marriage of convenience.
VMforce is obviously for developers, but Paul Moritz said that it kind of ties into their whole concept of cloud infrastructure and virtual data centers. Do you see VMforce having any effect on admins or system engineers and how they do their jobs?
Sure. It's a viable alternative for Java developers, or it may be a viable alternative. All we've seen is the demo. It won't actually be out for until the second of this year. For Java developers who want convenience and ease of use and are used to using SpringSource, they can immediately hop out into this and start using it. It's apparently not much different at all from using Spring in-house. So if the price is right, there is a definite case to be made for test and development. Apparently you can use VMforce to develop Java applications as you would, bring them back in for your line of business, or you can publish them out to Force.com, which is where Salesforce would obviously love to see you doing that. And there's all sorts of integration with Force.com gadgetry. It's Force.com has a lot of point and click features you can add to applications to make them more communicative, to make them more social media based. So that may be of interest as well. But it is a viable platform for test and dev infrastructure at this point.
One of the early and continuing selling points of virtualization is the ability to create test and dev. It seems like this is one of the first a real use case for moving to the cloud.
Yeah, it's definitely the case. In the cloud, in cloud environments like Amazon's EC2 or Rackspace, cloud servers are often pitched as test and dev environments. You can turn on as many servers as you want. They're full-featured servers. You can then turn them off when you're done. And so you can use only as much as you need and only pay for as much as you need. Platform as a service applications like VMforce and like Azure and like Google App Engine have existed but are not entirely mature. Google App Engine is free up to a certain point, but you have to play by Google's rules. You have to write Google's code. Things like Engine Yard run specifically only on Ruby on Rails. There's Microsoft Azure, which is changing quickly. It's out in the wild, and people are paying for it, but features are still being added and released, and it's not entirely clear exactly what it'll be. If you want to go in for something like VMforce, you're getting something that's pretty mature. SpringSource has been well-developed and well-understood, so I think that's they're trying to play leapfrog here. It remains to be seen how much uptake they'll actually get. A lot of that will depend on pricing. If it's too high and pitched at selling things through Salesforce through the channel and using Salesforce's tools, that's going to push developers away. If it's very low and people can see it as a consumable resource like Amazon EC2 that they don't have to invest in, they will probably get more adoption.
You were just talking about this a little, but in terms of the features and the accessibility with the Java language, how does this compare to the offerings that are out there?
Well, like I said, there's Microsoft Azure, which you can actually interact with some Java development, but it's changing rapidly. Microsoft Azure is intended to be essentially Windows Server 2008 in the cloud as they speak. It's very highly managed. It's optimized. And it's not entirely clear where Microsoft will end up going with the service. There's Engine Yard, which is Ruby on Rails, Python-based, and there's Google App Engine. There's Heroku, which actually runs on Amazon EC2, and those are all things where you can almost literally you can code directly onto them, and they'll take care of all of the infrastructure needs on the back end. This puts that squarely in that space.
And you said that the pricing hasn't been announced yet. Do we know anything about general availability of this yet?
According to Jerry Chen from VMware, it'll be in the second half of this year, and pricing will be announced at that point. There'll probably be some more speculation on that pricing because, as I said, if it tends towards the low side, it'll get a lot of adoption, but Salesforce may not see the dollars they need from their hosting investment. If it tends towards the high side, you may see people using it as a sales or channel platform to sell their web services, their applications through force.com as opposed to using it for more test and dev type environments.
Carl Brooks, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Colin.
For complete coverage of the VMforce announcement, check out searchcloudcomputing.com's feature called What is VMforce? It has links to all the VMforce news stories and blogs from searchcloudcomputing.com and searchserververtualization.com. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.